The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, and so I would like this morning to tell a story from the suttas and time of the Buddha, and it's been on my mind quite a bit, and I kind of like this story. Nice Dharma story, I think. Maybe a little bit louder. And but to be honest, I don't have anything else to talk about. So I'm just calling upon the story. We'll see how this goes. So the Buddha was dwelling in a kind of a monastery, park-like place where he was staying. And one of his main disciples, Ananda, who had been away, came to the monastery with 500 new monastics, so people recently ordained. And they, I guess, were excited coming to the monastery and to maybe receive teachings from the Buddha. And it's possible the Buddha was meditating when they came. And it was a big group, and they came to the monastery, and they came, and they were all excited, and they were greeting the residents there with enthusiasm. They were unpacking their stuff and making kind of a lot of noise and excitement, happy noise, I guess, talking. And the Buddha asked, what's all that sound? And he was explained, these new monks just arrived. And he said, well, have them come and see me. So they came, and he just said, I dismiss you. You can go now. Leave. You guys were making too much noise. So that's, you know, so they packed up and they left and went to a different town. And then they said, so there's no explanation exactly, but that's, you know, maybe the Buddha had some real understanding about what they needed to be taught that way. So anyway, so they left. And then they were in the, you know, some other city, and they stayed there for the rains retreat. And at the beginning of the rains retreat, they thought, you know, the Buddha wasn't really happy with us, satisfied with us in the way we were, and kind of jovial and not so settled or not so maybe dedicated to the practice at that moment or something. I think that we should really dedicate ourselves to the practice. So for the rains retreat, three months, they then dedicated themselves to meditation practice and really practiced well. And as the story is told, near the end of the rains retreat, the Buddha kind of looked out across the lands in his Dharma eye, and he saw there was a bright light coming from that city. And he said, that's those monks, they're practicing well. So he invited them to come back. So they came back, and they came back, I think they arrived probably early in the evening when they arrived at this monastery, and the Buddha was meditating. So they came and sat with the Buddha, started meditating with him, and the suttas say that he was sitting in the imperturbable meditation. Imperturbable meaning unmoving meditation, or the mind is completely unshakable. The idea of the unshaking mind. A liberated mind is a mind that can't be shaken up. So stable, still or something. So he was sitting, and the Buddha was sitting in imperturbable meditation. And these 500 monks who had attained some degree of liberation during their 3 months, that's what the light was about, joined the Buddha in their meditation. After a few hours, Ananda kind of went over to the Buddha and said, psst. You know, they've been sitting here for a while, and, you know, this would be a good time for the Dharma talk. And the Buddha just didn't respond, just sat there. So Ananda, okay. So Buddha went back and sat for a while, and three, 4 hours later in the middle of the night, he went to the Buddha, psst. You know, it's getting late, and this would be a good time for a Dharma talk. And the Buddha didn't respond, just kept sitting in his imperturbable meditation, and all these 500 monks just sat there too, still, quiet, kind of also sitting in a kind of imperturbable way. And then the third time the Nanda came, it's like that was getting to be close to dawn, and I think then the Buddha maybe agreed to finally speak, at least to Ananda, and he said, Ananda, I don't remember exactly the details, but I could imagine him saying, Ananda, you don't seem to understand what's going on here. We're all sitting in the imperturbable meditation. Nothing else is needed. No Dharma talk is needed. We're kind of basically sharing in this moment a mind, a heart that are liberated, that's free. And we're sitting sharing in this wonderful thing. And so I think one of the reasons I don't quite understand why the Buddha dismissed him, at least in kind of this California post-Jungian Buddhism that we have. you don't dismiss people that easily, at least here locally. So it's kind of a little unusual for here, for local culture. But you know, there probably was some wisdom to it. And it certainly had a good outcome. But what I like, I just love the story of them sitting together through the night and sharing the stillness, the presence. There's so much to be shared when people sit together. It's not, even though people, in our tradition, we sit with the eyes closed, we don't really do it alone. And to be able to somehow feel like we're sharing in the dedication to practice, sharing in dedication to being mindful, to being present for what's happening here, sharing perhaps in getting concentrated, sharing perhaps in having a mind that is equanimous and peaceful, sharing in goodness and compassion and loving kindness that can bubble up and be here in this environment, in this practice, that we're somehow sharing or cooperating or communing in a degree of freedom, of allowing everything to be as it is, to allow the pristine simplicity of self, of other, of the situation, of life, and just share in this pristine simplicity of just here it is, free, present. And to do that, it must be very poignant to do that through the night, maybe on a full moon night, no clouds, endless stars, the stillness of night, where maybe a lot of things in the world are quiet and still, and perhaps in a natural environment where there's a lot of safety and, you know, comfortable to do it. And to sit there and share that together. To feel the interactive quality, interactive sense of what it's like to be in a practice field with other people practicing, other people engaged in what we're doing here. And sometimes it becomes more poignant to feel some of the qualities of the Dharma that begin arising in us, to feel it in relationship to other people having similar feelings. Sometimes they mirror it, sometimes they feed it, or they inspire it, or sometimes they... Maybe if other people don't mirror it because they have the same, but they might have other Dharma qualities that we're, because of the practice we're in, we're sensitive to. And rather than being mirrors to us, other people become windows for us. They open us to new possibilities and new ways of being. So with that said, I'm not going to dismiss you. You're all quiet. Thank you. But I want to thank you very much for coming here and sitting. And I don't take it for granted or take it as a simple thing that a group of people like this would come on Wednesday morning and sit for this few hours we have here and share this kind of approach to life and what we're doing. And it's a beautiful thing. And it is a kind of bright light, at least in my heart, that we've done this together this morning. So I want to thank you all very much. And now...